In 2017, a distorted, bass-heavy track called Look at Me exploded across streaming platforms, catapulting a troubled 19-year-old from SoundCloud obscurity to mainstream recognition. Born Jose Onfroy in 1998, XXXTentacion became the voice of a generation raised on internet chaos, a living contradiction who documented his entire existence online. His music captured raw emotion in ways that resonated deeply with millions, particularly among Gen Z listeners who saw their own struggles reflected in his unfiltered expressions of pain. But his brief, meteoric rise was shadowed by violence and controversy that would ultimately define his legacy. What made XXXTentacion so compelling wasn't just his music. It was how completely he embodied the first generation that couldn't escape their digital footprints, for better or worse. Jose's story begins with forces beyond his control. Born in Broward County, Florida, his father was imprisoned on drug charges when he was 10, a consequence of the war on drugs that disproportionately targeted black communities. This wasn't random misfortune, but deliberate criminalization through policy. Growing up without stability, he bounced between relatives' homes. By 14, he'd created his first Twitter account as @fuckjose, revealing the self-loathing that would define his artistic identity. Unlike previous generations, Jose's lived online, documenting everything from violent confrontations to mental health crises in digital permanence. The pivotal moment came at 15 with his first arrest. Rather than rehabilitation, the system deepened his problems, connecting him with criminal networks while ignoring his trauma. His expulsion from Piper High School in 2014 ended his formal education and began his self-medication, a pharmacological cry for help that went unheeded. What if we saw XXXTentacion not just as someone who made terrible choices, but as a product of deliberate social engineering? His father's absence was policy, not chance. His unstable childhood reflected economic pressures on young single mothers in marginalized communities. By adolescence, systems designed to fail young black men had already laid the foundation for his troubled future. XXXTentacion's genius lay in his defiance of categorization. He moved fluidly between aggressive rap, acoustic ballads, and electronic experimentation, from the distorted shouts of "Look at me" to the gentle melancholy of Jocelyn Flores. This versatility wasn't mere dabbling. Each style revealed different facets of his complex emotional landscape. His wounded, distinctive voice cut through technology, one of perhaps 20 such voices in American recorded music history. On a ghetto Christmas carol, he shapeshifted across 5 songs in just 9 minutes, accomplishing what artists like David Bowie were celebrated for doing across decades. What made his approach revolutionary was how it challenged industry norms. While major labels spent millions crafting polished products, XXXTentacion recorded raw, immediate expressions of emotion in makeshift home studios. This authenticity resonated with listeners tired of overproduced music. When 17 debuted at number 2 on the Billboard 200 in 2017, it represented a fundamental shift in commercial success. Lo-fi, emotionally vulnerable, and created largely outside the traditional system. His breakthrough exposed the vulnerability of an industry built on controlling what audiences hear, made more remarkable by achieving success while incarcerated and unable to promote through conventional channels. The most disturbing aspect of XXXTentacion's story is how his violence became public content. In October 2016, he was arrested for allegedly kidnapping and beating his girlfriend, Geneva Ayala. Photos of her injuries, showing severe facial trauma and blackened eyes, eventually leaked online. This case reveals the digital dimension of abuse. XXXTentacion's fans harassed Geneva relentlessly, calling her a liar and creating conspiracy theories about fake injuries. Meanwhile, he leveraged his platform to portray himself as the victim of false accusations. Geneva's digital presence exposes our era's cruelty. Searching her aliases reveals pornography she created, while her real name returns media narratives about her victimhood. Unlike previous generations who could escape their mistakes, Geneva's abuse and choices become permanent public property. Her background, absent mother, father with 13 other children, unstable housing, left her with few options. The American myth of transcending circumstances ignores reality. Most people lack the gifts, luck, or resources to rise above their social class. In previous eras, abuse victims could relocate or change identities to escape their past. Geneva has no such luxury. Every interview, social media post, and attempt to monetize her experience becomes part of a permanent, searchable record. By early 2016, XXXTentacion had struck a nerve across diverse audiences, as he tweeted, "I make music for weird black kids and aggressive white people. Thanks." Though controversy initially drew attention, it wasn't what sustained his appeal. His technical rapping wouldn't impress purists, but that wasn't the point. His spoken word album intros revealed his true appeal, raw, unfiltered vulnerability that mirrored his social media presence. He became the first major artist without distinction between his music and online self, a complete integration of art and digital identity. This vulnerability revolutionized hip-hop, challenging American narratives by embodying contradiction, a violent man with legitimate emotional depth, something society typically denies to violent black men. Beyond the obvious factors, broken home, absent parents, systemic racism, XXXTentacion was fundamentally from the internet. Born in 1998, he grew up alongside the internet's transformation from open space to corporate exploitation machine. His anxiety reflected the natural human response to an engine of human contempt designed by the ultra-wealthy. His strength paradoxically came from weakness. His brutalization by systems that deemed him worthless created a wound that mirrored his listeners. He became the antenna of the moment, reflecting the trauma of a generation raised on internet pornography, active shooter drills, and the commodification of existence. On June 18, 2018, XXXTentacion was shot in the neck outside a motorcycle dealership at age 20. Within minutes, videos of his dead body appeared on social media, a final indignity reflecting how his existence had been mediated through screens. A week later, Sad hit hashtag 1 on the Hot 100, completing his transformation from troubled artist to martyred icon. The hypocrisy of public moral outrage becomes apparent when considering we form these judgments on devices made with minerals mined by child slaves in Congo. There's literally no way to have an opinion in public and not be involved in the hierarchy of global evil. This connects to American imperialism, with counter-terror operations in 39% of countries worldwide, violence that dwarfs individual transgressions. XXXTentacion lived too free, too wild, in a world demanding conformity. His paradox as the poor black rapper who most wanted the life of a nerdy white boy at a time when nerdy white boys wanted the lives of poor black rappers reveals complex racial dynamics in American culture. His death at 20, just as he showed signs of growth, leaves us wondering what might have been had he matured beyond his formative trauma. In a world where everything is documented and nothing forgotten, what space exists for redemption? If we permanently define people by their worst moments, especially those captured in youth, rehabilitation becomes impossible.